Okay, well, we are talking about a situation that happened a number of years ago that people still remember to this day. That is the big fire in the Sini area over toward Newberry. And Greg Lusk has researched this and knows every bit of it and is going to give a presentation. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. I was the assistant fire boss on the Sini fire in 1976. The fire was a drought summer, occurred in a drought summer. It was a very, very dry. We had about a third to less than the normal amount of rainfall. And in August, less than a quarter of an inch of rain fell in the Sini area. So it was very dry, and the Sini swamp itself became so dry that the organic soils and fuels were burning down into the ground quite deeply.
How devastating was the fire? Refresh people's memories.
Well, the fire started in the end of July, and it burned until well into the winter. The suppression of the fire took well over 1,000 people at one point in time, and before it was done, it was over 72,500 acres in size, with 88 miles of perimeter. We had people from 29 states and over 20 agencies helping put out the fire. It was a major event in the late summer of 76.
What was it like for you to be a part of that and to every day, you know, the same thing and worried if it's going to move in this direction, the wind is going to, you know, take it toward this house, you know, that kind of thing?
Well, you make your, in your planning cycle, you plan for your suppression efforts, where you're going to place your equipment and staff, and based on the weather and the predicted fire behavior, you do your best to keep it from getting outside your control lines. And if you fail, it's rinse, repeat, do over, and start again the next day. And the fire itself was, for the most part, it just burned slowly until there was 4 or 5 different days that it burned severely and very extreme fire behavior was observed. The major run that occurred that took the fire out of the Sini refuge boundaries itself, where the fire started, burned 9 miles to the south and burned over 20,000 acres in basically a 24-hour period, probably about 10, 15 hours. And onto state land, which caused the state to get involved in a big way. So a lot of the time, probably 3/4 of the time, we had opportunity to get near the fire next to it to put in control lines or to water bomb it or to get people to dig trenches to stop the forward progress of the fire. So it was a mix-up, a mash-up of different kinds of weather and different kinds of fire behavior. You never knew what you're going to get on what day.
Yeah, what started it?
It was started by lightning, and the fire was reported within probably 10 hours, 12 hours from the time it started, from basically a dry lightning storm that had passed over the refuge to the Sini station, the fire DNR fire station. And they in turn immediately reported it to the refuge headquarters, to the refuge manager, and they tried to get to the fire on foot. And because of the terrain, they were unable to get to the fire. It it burned for several days before they were actually able to get anybody near the fire. Nobody actually got to the fire for several days. And in the process, the fire grew uncontained with nobody working on it with equipment or hand tools or anything. And it got to be well over 1,000 acres before the first personnel were on the fire actually cutting line or putting water on it.
How devastating did it end up being? Do we lose people? Do we lose houses? Do we lose, you know, camps? What was the end result?
Well, the end result, there was no structures burned because it's a very remote area. And when you say that in the UP, you say, yeah, I know remote, but the Sini Refuge is a, there's no structures out there. And, so that was a good thing. As far as all the people that were working out there, it was amazing that the worst thing that happened to anybody was a young man had an appendicitis attack, and we had to medevac him to the Munising Hospital and have his appendix removed. Other than that, there was a lot of upper respiratory infections, people having to sleep on the ground, camping out near the fire. We couldn't get people into motels, so there was a lot of URI and colds and people having that. And then there was the normal, there might have been a few broken fingers or things like that and minor cuts and abrasions, but fortunately, nobody was seriously hurt on the fire with all of those personnel on there. That was somewhat of a miracle in itself.
So you're going to do your presentation here soon. That's the last thing I'll ask you about, is to ask you to tell people when they can hear more about your experiences in that and your research. So when's your presentation?
Oh, boy. We've had this change. I believe it's on September 12th in the evening. I think that's a Thursday night.
Yeah.
It's through the Crystal Falls Library, and it's a Zoom call. And by calling the library or online, you could get the code to tune into the Zoom call and listen to my presentation. The book itself, The Great Sini Fire, A History of the Walsh Ditch Fire of 1976, is available on Amazon if you want to buy a copy before the presentation. I'm going to basically talk about the diary of the fire, which is the notes that I kept and maps and pictures that I had during the fire and kept them in a box. And when I got time as a retiree, I put them together into a book. The book has a lot more in it than that, but that would be what most people, I think, would be interested in. That's what I'm going to talk about, is from the lightning strike till the suppression of the fire at the very end. So it was bad, but it could have been a lot worse. I didn't mention that the fire cost about, in $76, is about $8 or $9 million. And bringing that forward with inflation is about $44 million today's money. So it wasn't inexpensive to put out. I didn't mention or didn't say that all in all, it probably did good for the wildlife in the refuge. And there was maybe a few species that were harmed, but basically the habitat was improved. And but you can't discount the price tag on it and the amount of effort that had to be called in from all those states and agencies to put it out. But there was good done for the wildlife, and the habitat there was improved quite a bit.